This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The point of the DJV program. People ask me that all the time, and sometimes I struggle. No, I don't struggle with the answer. No, it's all about the kinds of knowledge, things there. You know, ladies, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, there are three kinds of knowledge, things you know that you know you know. I know how to drive a car, for example. I can walk out of my driveway. I can turn the key. I get where I want to go. Things like that. Things that you don't know, that you know you don't know. For example, I know better than to jump into a helicopter and try to fly it. I wouldn't do too well in that department. Number three, the third kind of knowledge, the most dangerous kind, things that you don't know, and you don't know that you don't know them. So I'm going to learn how to fly this helicopter while I'm flying it. Let's turn on the key and see what happens. So I guess the things that we focus on, I think, are the things we know and things that we don't know. And the know is, well, we're in the know, hopefully, as we have conversations about things. So I'm thinking that's a good way to bring us around to Jennifer, who is in the know and is going to tell us something we don't know. Perhaps.
Yeah,
do
I didn't know
what
this.
We don't know?
That's for sure. This is a story out of California, which is my home state. There's a company called Wonder Hoodie, which is based in San Francisco, and it sells a product that many of us probably wish didn't need to exist. It's a bulletproof hoodie. Like many young tech workers, the owner of this company, 25 years old, decided to create something she needed but couldn't find in her neighborhood, in her hometown of Seattle. She was walking home when a man shot her. This is a pretty crazy story, and apparently she uses as inspiration to create this company that puts together these hoodies, and basically she did a prototype first, which then became something that looked like it had a need, and it's body armor that looks like a regular piece of casual sportswear, like a clothing item. Wonder Hoodie has received letters of interest from schools, from parents. One customer bought one because his wife is a teacher, another one so he feels safe enough to go to the movies. Imagine that. Kid sizes are especially sad. She wished she didn't have to sell her products at all, but the demand is undeniable and not surprising. Wonder Hoodie has a patented head protection design as well as a zipper that connects the armor with the sweater so users can actually put it in the washing machine. It's made from, yeah. It seems like it's ridiculous that we have to do this, but DuPont Kevlar, it's like a Kevlar vest. It's this new version of Kevlar that is soft body armor. For every 10 sold, the company will donate one to a public school teacher. The Wonder Hoodie specifications are all available on the website, and the clothing can protect
Hoodie.
You from a weapon like a .44 Magnum. How about that?
The Wonder Hoodie. All right, well, we're in California. Let's go to San Francisco, where the school district there is looking at removing an 83-year-old mural of President George Washington from George Washington High School because, quote, it traumatizes students and community members. This was.
Does money also traumatize them?
How in the world do these people get so crazy? This city is crazy. The people who run the city are crazy. It's crazy, just crazy. Artist Victor Arnatoff, I believe is how you pronounce it. And one of the reasons that they want to remove it is because he was a proclaimed communist. And he created 13 panels for the high school in 1936. That have now been deemed problematic by the Unified City School District. I don't think that the picture itself, I'm looking, if you can see the picture online, it's kind of an interesting, it's got him on his horse and charging into battle. It's not the most pleasant picture in the world. But after all this time, I guess I wonder. Officials say some of the some of the things in the background of the picture are offensive to Native Americans and blacks. After 86 years, they figure this out, right? So they've had four public hearings on the matter. The group claims the mural glorifies slavery, genocide, colonization, manifest destiny, white supremacy, and depression. Leave it to San Francisco. So nobody else thought of that until now. So now the superintendent of schools is reviewing the recommendation, considering what the best course of action. I bet they'll waffle. What do you bet? They'll cave.
Well, I haven't seen the, I haven't seen it, but if that's the stuff that's in the background, if it's not just like, you know, a headshot of George Washington, I don't know what's in the background there that, that they're referencing, but
well, you
I mean,
can
there
see
are.
The
but again, it comes from
mural.
That debate. Do we destroy it or do we use it as a learning opportunity?
Mm-hmm.
That's, I don't know that destroying things, I think everybody's intent was, well, we don't like it, so we don't want you to say it anymore, and we don't like it, so we're going to take it away. Well, that doesn't necessarily make anybody learn anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to tell because there are lots of murals online, so it's hard
dark.
To tell if this is the exact one. One of them definitely has a dead Indian, like, in the bottom of the picture, who's lying on the ground, and there are a bunch of, like, soldiers next to him. So I don't know. If that's actually one of the ones in the school, that doesn't necessarily scream like a learning experience.
Yeah,
to me.
Yeah.
And also, I sometimes...
Oh, I don't. I disagree.
Not,
I think it was
what,
a learning
not,
experience
because
we did a lot of bad things to Native Americans. What do you mean it's not?
Right.
It is a learning experience.
Well, I'm saying is that no one's teaching about those murals. You're walking by it every day and seeing it, but no one's like, I'm sure there's no thing that goes along with it. Like, hey, look at this thing that we did.
Well,
like,
there's
and
a
I,
challenge.
So if they teach about, I think that they should teach about it in the classes then. If we don't want to take the murals
there's
down.
A challenge.
Because we pull that stuff out of the classroom. We wipe things out of history.
We pull that out. Sex education has been pulled out.
We get offended by things, and then we just make them disappear. I don't know. I guess I would say, does that mural make anyone want to go out and kill an Indian?
I don't know. But if I was Native American and I was walking by it every day, I might not feel so great about it. So I can understand where some people are coming from. I will say if anyone has been into, like, a public works building in any... I mean, this is one of the reasons why Parks and Rec was so funny, because they have all of these ridiculous murals that you will see in, like, a local public, like, Parks and Recreation building. They're just, like, all these weird things that represent not so great things about our past. So, yeah, if we're actually going to use them as a learning experience, then I think that's fine.
See,
but
that's
that argument is made about all kinds of murals and statues, and they're not actually learning experiences. They just exist,
true.
And I don't know that we need to celebrate those things. So,
well,
if they're useful, then sure, okay, great. But otherwise, what's the point of having them?
Problem. That's something that there's an opportunity there that is missed. And congratulations for failing on doing that, those of you who have the opportunity to do something. I think the world is getting really tired of political correctness for the sake of political correctness without really knowing the people who hear these stories, younger people, they don't know. They just don't. They hear that we're not supposed to do this or we're not supposed to do that or this isn't acceptable. That's not acceptable. Why isn't it? How do you learn if you don't take the opportunity to have some reasonable discussion and teach people how to think? We're not teaching people how to think. We're teaching them what to think. And that isn't productive. It's not healthy. That's the reason that there's so many people with the same kind of speak. It's the same speak. It's agree speak. And that doesn't cut it well. It doesn't bode well for an intelligent, articulate society. It doesn't mean I think it creates unity instead of division, and we got a lot of division here. We ought to know more about some of these things in my book, anyway. 15 past the hour. This is the DJB show.
At Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. We build confidence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors work face-to-face with students using the proven Mathnasium method to build the foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Schedule your no-obligation first visit at one of our 1,000 Mathnasium centers today at 888-660-MATH. That's 888-660-MATH.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Most of us remember our childhood best friend. The bonds we develop early in life teach us the value of friendship, and many of those bonds last a lifetime. Yet there is a debate in many American schools about banning the very concept of best friends. Some say it is exclusionary and mean, that it leads to cliques for some, while leaving others out. But the truth is that having good friends matters, and the ability to build relationships is vital to success. Schools cannot change human nature. Is it really their job to dictate social relationships or to worry about who likes whom? Kids need to make friends. That's healthy, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Hispanic entrepreneurs are confident about their 2019 business outlook, according to the 2019 Bank of America Hispanic Small Business Owner Spotlight. A strong majority are planning for increased revenue, expansion, and long-term growth. However, low unemployment is creating obstacles for Hispanic business owners looking to recruit and retain talent. Elizabeth Romero, Small Business Executive at Bank of America.
Hispanic entrepreneurs are embracing a more confident outlook toward growth compared to their non-Hispanic peers. However, the ultra-competitive labor market has made hiring and retaining employees a significant challenge.
Optimism is also paving the way for future generations of Hispanic business owners. 34% of Hispanic entrepreneurs say their business has grown beyond their original vision, and 38% plan to pass their business on to their children. For more information, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Hey, I just heard that people at my friend's company got sextortion emails.
Yeah, it's a popular type of spear phishing attack.
Wow, that sounds serious.
It is. Scammers claim to have a compromising video of the victim and threaten to share it with their contact list unless they pay a ransom.
What if they target someone at our company?
We're secured with Barracuda Sentinel. It uses artificial intelligence to block spear phishing attacks, including sextortion emails.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Next up in the hit parade department, this jarring moment from the Game of Thrones that everybody seems to be talking about are people who like the Game of Thrones. First of all, Kara, please update on the Game of Thrones, the final episode. Hasn't it aired? Or
no, there are two more weeks.
All right. And apparently, that back in that era, they were drinking Starbucks coffee, which is kind of
yeah.
cool.
Who knew? I mean, the last episode was 2 weeks ago. It was called The Long Night, so I guess they need something to keep them going throughout, you know, all of these night battles. So they just, you know, drink coffee and then leave their cups on the table
during
filming.
Starbucks is everywhere.
That's crazy to me. Like, I was talking to Victoria off air, and, you know, a couple years ago, there was a picture that came out of a pickup truck in the back of one of the episodes, and people thought, holy crap, how did that make it in? And then it turned out it was just a still photo that someone took during filming, and it wasn't actually in the episode. And then this time a coffee cup actually made it onto the table into one of the episodes. And people saw it live. Most people went back and watched it once they saw the picture because they couldn't believe it was real. But I think Jen, your mom caught it live while she was watching, right?
I asked her. I said, did you see it? She goes, yeah. She's like, I couldn't figure it out. And then she said afterwards, when she saw everything kind of erupt on social media, she had a good laugh about it. But they're saying it had to make it through like six different people to actually make it onto the screen. Yeah.
Yeah. I just find it amusing. And it's so much fun to find stuff like that, to realize that we do have imperfection. It's cool. I think it is.
Or they left it there to get people going. It's another way for that people, I mean, not that it's not, it needs any boost on social media, but.
Right. And the story floating around today and this week, you'll hear more about somebody whose name you didn't know before, Stephen Semprevivo, has been charged with paying $400,000 to get his son into Georgetown University.
If your kids are that dumb, maybe they should choose another career path.
Yeah, right, exactly. Instead of going to school, go get him, teach him how to be a plumber. It's 21 after the hour here on the DJV program. Good money in that.
Money. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
But I know what I'm needing. Don't want to waste more time.
It's 23 to change after the hour here. DJB.
I'm in the New York state of mind.
Jen, Jen, Victoria, Kara, Doug, you. Who doesn't like Billy Joel? Well, there's some people like him more than others. I think you're not a big fan, Victoria, right, of Billy Joel?
I like Billy Joel the person. I don't like his music.
Okay. All right. Well, it seems Mr. Joel hasn't released an album of new pop songs since 1993. And yet, every place he goes shows, I guess, how prolific he is. Madison Square, well, we use Fenway Park in Boston as an example. Every year, the last 3 or 4 years he's been here. There are 38,000 seats in Fenway Park. Fills every one of them. And he hasn't had a hit since 1993. So that tells you something about him, matter of fact. And Madison Square Garden sells out every month. Been doing it for 5 years. Gets $1 million every time he does one night concert. That's what most of those venues are worth for him personally, about $1 million. He says, I've gone on stage and said, I don't have anything new for you, so we're going to play the old stuff. And the audience goes, yeah! Yeah! And I'll be looking at 30, 40, 50,000 people thinking, what the hell are they all doing here? I think that's hysterical.
I was going to ask the same question, though. Is this just tourists who are coming to the city every month and they're going to see him? Or is it like the same, you know, 30,000
people? No, he's
talking
about just going to stadiums, not just Madison Square Garden, but stadiums all over the country. Like I just mentioned, Fenway Park in Boston. He filled up the Englewood Forum.
I just mean he's in New York all the time. I'm like, is it the same New Yorkers who just keep going? Or, like, who?
No, look at the people that left.
Well, everybody in Long Island is obsessed with him, so, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, they see him multiple times because he changes the set list, apparently, every night. So, yeah.
So this Thursday he's going to celebrate his 70th birthday with another big crowd at Madison Square Garden. He says, quote, on one hand, I'm happy to be alive. On the other hand, I don't know how much of a party I deserve just for making it to 70. He's getting pretty roly-poly. If you've seen pictures of him lately, he's a little heavy. Rolling Stone asked him if he could imagine a Billy Joel biopic. He said, I don't have enough objectivity to do that. I was going to write an autobiography at one time, and I did. There wasn't enough sex, drugs, and rock and roll in it for the publisher, so I gave the advance money back to them. I don't know if I'm interested enough. I think he would make it. I think it would be a good movie, frankly. I think it would be. I think depending on who you get to play Billy Joel. Don't you think that would be, I think it would be a great story.
Well, he certainly had a lot of high-profile marriages.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. That's a story and a half right there. All right, next story musically here on the DJV program is a focus on Hank Williams. There's a new box set of his songs coming out. You go back in history, music history, the spring of 49, he had his first number one hit with Lovesick Blues, and he made his final appearance on the Louisiana Hayride back in October of 49. He started hosting his first syndicated radio program called the Health and Happiness Show at the same time. So in honor of the show's upcoming 70th anniversary, record company is going to release both a 2-CD and a 3-LP vinyl set containing the entire collection of his 8 health and happiness radio shows from 1949, with familiar hits, never-before-heard performances as well, some rarities among the 49 tracks, including a recording of the gospel song Tramp on the Street. You got a copy of that? Is that what that's playing in the background? What's in the background?
No, this one is Lost Highway or Lovesick Blues. I'm not sure if they've actually released Tramp on the Street because the only known recording of it, so I think it's coming out with all of this stuff.
I got it. Other performances on the box set include hits like Lovesick Blues, Mind Your Own Business, I Saw the Light. I want to hear that. That's a great song. And I'm So Lonesome. Oh, this is great.
I saw the light.
Fabulous.
No more darkness, no more night.
So this whole thing, all these shows will be available June the 14th if you're a Hank Williams fan. Very cool stuff. 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
A new poll says more Americans approve of President Trump than they do the big media. That's why millions are tuning in to Newsmax TV, America's new conservative channel. On Newsmax TV, see Bill O'Reilly, Pat Buchanan, Alan Dershowitz, Mike Reagan, and more. Bill O'Reilly's No Spin News Show is on Newsmax TV. Get it on DirecTV Channel 349, Xfinity 1115, Dish 216, UVerse 1220, Fios 615, and Spectrum. Newsmax TV. Real news for real people.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 0707 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 07.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's been another school shooting, this time in Colorado, with 1,800 students inside, grades kindergarten through 12.
We were standing outside the parking lot right next to the high school when we saw an officer walk in with a patrol rifle and a vest right after they set the school into a lockdown, which we could hear over the loudspeaker.
Police say two students opened fire at their classmates and hit 8 of them before being subdued. One of the students has died. KCNC-TV's Rick Salinger is reporting from Stem Highlands Ranch School outside Denver.
Heavily armed sheriff's deputies arrived 2 minutes after the first call. They engaged the shooters inside the school and arrested two. They then cleared the classrooms, escorting the students from the building to places of safety as ambulances rushed the injured to hospitals.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, resources.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen here. It's party time, and Victoria is the leader of the party in this half hour. Let's hear it for Victoria. Yay! Hooray!
Hey, well, if you want to party, you may want to go to Denver, because that's a trending story right now. Denver might become the first U.S. city to decriminalize the use of magic mushrooms. This is a citizen-led initiative. It's appearing on ballots. It's appearing on ballots this week. It will follow the same path that led to marijuana's legalization in Denver and then later on throughout the whole state of Colorado. And the initiative in Denver would effectively decriminalize the use or possession of magic mushrooms. Specifically, the active ingredient is psilocybin. And so if you are 21 and older, they want it to be legal. And
what is that? What is that stuff? I don't know. I'm pretty naive when it comes to mushrooms, pretty naive when it comes to all this stuff. But what does that stuff do to you? Is that why Luke Perry wanted to be buried in a mushroom?
No. Totally. No. It's a little late if he was looking for one last high. They're psychedelic. Psychedelic mushrooms. They give you, I've never eaten them, but I know people who have. I don't like mushrooms even in my pasta, so I have no interest in eating them for fun. But, go Denver. They are really plowing ahead.
Yay! So, there's a survey floating around today, and the question is literally, quote, unquote, what the hell is Congress good for? So,
that's a good question.
It really
enraging
is.
Enraging people, probably.
There's nothing. All they are, they're dithering back and forth about impeachment. The country is so divided. The government's so divided. You look at these boobs like, what's his face, Nadler. My God, what a dithering boob. And some of these other characters that are back and forth, that both sides have plenty of dithering boobs. And so I think there's a revolt brewing. I think there's a possibility, whether it's at the ballot box or wherever it is. You know, we hear the same thing all the time. 9% approval rating, we've got to vote the bums out. And we never vote the bums out. The same people stay there over and over again, year after year.
Well, that's not true. The blue wave in the midterm elections was
signs of life this time around. Yeah. So, but I think it's a reflective question. What is Congress good for? Why are we paying for them? We seem to be not getting anything done that needs to be done. All we get is more regulations. I am putting a second. Last year, you may remember that I had an ice cream bus. I'll be posting pictures of it at eastleafarm.com just for the heck of it. I'll put them on the DJV site as well and my own Facebook page. But we have one bus and we had it inspected last year. It was a pretty simple, straightforward process. The health department came down and, yeah, okay, that's fine. So this year, I got another one because the one I have at the farm, I want to leave at the farm, and the people that we have 5 or 6 or I guess 7 days a week now, the bus has been requested to be at various farmers markets and stuff. So I went down to get the paperwork to make sure that we have the bus inspected. And now it's all, everything's changed. The driver of the bus who's serving ice cream has to get a Cori check to make sure that he or she is not a child molester or whatever.
Okay, that's not a terrible idea. That's a good idea.
Okay, I'm going to just give you the list. I didn't say it was a bad idea. I'm just telling
that, one's not
that
terrible.
There's a list of things that are, there's 14 pages of information to fill out when all we have is an ice cream chest for the ice cream. We have 3 bay sink with hot water and cold water. We have a cash register and the various items that are necessary for the ice. That's it. And so this whole process, never mind the time that it takes, but it's the money and it's the Cori thing. I just started with that because that's part of the whole routine. Not necessarily a bad thing, but it's just we have, everybody's got something else to add to it, and then now there are 2 inspectors. It just, I give you that as an example of local government. We have a hugely divided city where I live. Everybody has, we've drawn a line in the sand, and one side's not getting along with the other side. So we had 11 city councilors elected 2 years ago. 8 of them are not going to run for re-election because they don't like the way things are going. The state, you see it everywhere. I find it frustrating, and I wonder how, maybe the better question here is, how far can it go before it melts or before we do something really drastic? Because we really haven't done anything that was very drastic to this point, at least as a collective. Whether you're on one side or the other side, what is it that we expect to do? Because we all know, and we say, and we laugh about it, jokes, late night shows, all that stuff. But at the end of the day, really, really, what are we getting? What are we doing to ourselves here? What are we allowing to be done? And it sort of goes back to that conversation about the picture in the school or hall, wherever it is in San Francisco, and what's the teachable moment? And I guess I wonder for myself, for the generations like you guys under me, for my grandson. And I can remember hearing my father say the same thing. So maybe it's just okay, and everybody just keeps going along.
Feel like we've got one oar in the water. You know,
it does.
We're going in circles.
Yeah.
I just don't see us.
That's a great analogy. That's fabulous. Literate. That's very good. That's called. You get the Daily Award today for speaking visually. Thank you, Victoria.
You're welcome.
That's a, think about it.
I wish it was for something better, but that is kind of how I feel. It's very frustrating. Uh-huh. I think a lot of Americans feel the same way.
I agree.
We're just tired of it.
Yeah. So let's try, let me approach it from this point of view. All right, let's let's spin this around a little bit. Because, I always like to, you laugh about it when we have the Monty Python, always look on the bright side of the road. But let's say your house gets burned down. All right. So you build a new one. The dog dies. The dog isn't suffering anymore. That's the way to look at it. You get laid off from work. Okay, so there's a chance to find a new and better job. You break your leg, Kara, you get to catch up on your reading and your learning. So there's something good you can find in every situation. I'm trying to apply that to something that happened here in my community yesterday at the high school. A swastika was found. Police are investigating. This graffiti was found at the technical high school, and also a threat aimed at black people and Muslims. So where are they learning? That's the other side. Is there something good that comes out of that? Yeah, I guess there is some good. You see that people are being left in
there. I think there's a lot of not only hate, but you also have a lot of people who do things for the shock value as well. You have people who are trying to.
Do they even know what the value of it is, Jennifer?
They may not have the full understanding. Exactly.
Yeah.
And some people might, and then they're even scarier than the ones who are just exploring, I guess. But see, instead of punishing, and this is where I kind of, it goes back to, you know, the teachable moments. Instead of,
yes.
I don't know, if I was a high school principal, and I found, you find out who the kid, there's closed circuit cameras everywhere, you find out who the kid is who's drawing, or kids who's drawing the swastikas on the wall. And instead of suspending them where they sit at home on chat rooms and maybe stir the fire even more,
make it even worse.
Put them on a bus, you send them down to D.C., and you make them spend an entire afternoon at the Holocaust Museum, and you make them learn, because I have been there, and anyone who's been to a Holocaust Museum, especially the one in D.C., that will haunt you for the rest of your life. And if you walk away from that situation without complete remorse, then you need a mental, you absolutely need to be mentally evaluated. That's what I would do.
Yeah, that's a nice way. I don't know if punishment is the right word for it, but you need to learn. If you make a mistake and you want to, when you hear that it doesn't work, it's not appropriate, don't you want to learn? If you have any kind of sophistication at all, you want to learn. I don't want to be embarrassed. I don't want to stick out. I don't want to have a problem anymore. And so maybe, and in some cases, you got to force people into it. I agree. It defies logic, some of this stuff. It really does. What are people? What do you think your responsibility is as a parent? It's tough work.
I think a lot of parents don't even know that parents
and
their kids are up to this stuff. Look, everybody is who doesn't have a two parent, you know, a two job parent situation. Whether the family is divorced and both parents work, or they're remarried and there's, you know, blended families or whatever, things are a lot more complicated than they were back in the day. And so it's harder, and every kid has access to the internet, has their own cell phone. It's very hard, really, unless you're policing your child 24/7, which isn't good either. Then how, I think a lot of parents look the other way on stuff, but I think there are also some parents who are just trying to put food on the table, and they don't know what their kids are up to.
In a moment, some plain news here for us to discuss on the DJV Show 44 After the Hour.
Kia Soul, what started as an icon, has evolved into a whole new species. The Soul X line specializes in adventure with a nasty case of restless car syndrome. The high-minded Soul EX is dressed up and kitted out with more tech than we can mention here. And the Soul GT Line Turbo is a true apex predator with a turbocharged drive to defy. The new species of Soul, the 2020 Soul. Give it everything.
Good morning, Uglyville!
Every ugly doll is unique.
I'm Moxie.
Bobo.
Wade.
Those close to me call me Slick Doll.
Which is not his name.
And every child is, too.
It can be pretty lovable.
That's why when you travel, you should make sure your child is in the right seat for their age and size.
That sounds pretty great to me.
Keep them safe by visiting nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Isn't that right, gibberish cat?
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper. the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower. Dodge Challenger Hellcat Redeye, with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque. And the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A token and toner of our appreciation.
May is Customer Appreciation Month at Staples.
All month, you can earn 15% back in rewards when you purchase $75 of ink or $200 of toner.
That's no small token.
Just our way of saying thanks.
You're welcome.
Not to you.
Oh, right.
15% back in rewards on ink and toner. Now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
Valid 5519 to 6119. Visit staples.com/15inrewards for details.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Here's some great news. There's a quick way you can save a lot of money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Remember the story, the airplane that crashed on the runway in San Francisco, and everybody, the NTSB says we're going to investigate the flight. Jacksonville in Florida. The plane slid into a river. So now they're investigating why this plane, which was about 4 or 5 years old, it's not one of the new Maxes because those are all on the ground. This was a regular 737-800 that slid into the river. They say the plane was supposed to land on a runway. The pilots changed. It was pilot error. The first time I read the story, I can tell you that it was pilot error. It had nothing to do with the plane. But because the flavor of the day is to go dump on 737s, let's take a shot. It must be something wrong. So we'll investigate it because it was 737. No, you investigate it because the pilots are morons. They got into a situation. Nobody knows yet why they wanted to change from one runway that has enough room to land on it to another runway that doesn't have enough room for it to land. That's why it slid off into the river. And if you look at pictures of the plane, you see that the nose is off and a lot of damage. That plane will be salvaged, taken to the desert in Arizona, refitted, and sold to some airline in Africa. That plane will fly again. It's pretty interesting. And then there's the story of the private plane from Vegas that crashed in Mexico. 13 people found dead. Nobody quite knows what happened to that. It was private. A pretty decent-looking, neat private plane. 10 minutes before the hour here on the DJV program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Happy hour now on the DJV program. Time for us to focus on a problem that one in seven adults have in our country. With us now is Mandy Hale, who's the Vice President of Nursing at DaVita Kidney Care. She has an extensive background here, so we decided we'd invite her to talk about there's a tour going around in California, it looks like. Is it going to be just in these 18 California communities, Mandy, or is it going to be around the country? Will it eventually get to many different areas of the country?
Right now, we are targeting these areas in the California region.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what is there, over the years of experience you've had as a registered nurse, somebody who's a practitioner in this area, what have you learned most about the problem, the care, and the solutions to having? Is there a way of, once, you know, kidney care, if you have lousy kidneys, you can have diabetes. It's a difficult thing. A lot of people die from kidney disease. And I guess I'm curious as to how many people have the problem to begin with. With all this focus on it, must be a lot of people have the problem.
You're right. There are over 30 million adults in the United States that have kidney disease, but many are unaware that they even have this condition. And to me, what I've learned over my years of working in the space is that's critical. Early screening and early intervention is absolutely critical when it comes to kidney disease, to intervene to help slow or prevent the progression of kidney disease to kidney failure, which is then when transplant and dialysis are required.
Mm-hmm. Is there a cause that's obvious?
Well, there's two main causes for kidney disease and then sometimes kidney failure in the U.S., and those are diabetes and hypertension, which is usually referred to as high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm. So have you got anybody in your family? How did you get into this? Have you encountered this personally yourself? What kind of a toll does it take on families, never mind the person who's going through the problem, but what sort of, I think it is toll is the right word, does it take on people who are, you know, if there's 35 million people that have it, that means there's plenty more people that are affected by it.
Absolutely. Well, my personal background is kind of interesting and has come full circle. So as a child, I had frequent kidney infections and was hospitalized when I was younger, off and on due to them. My mom, who was a registered nurse at the time, became interested in the kidney because of my condition and actually became a dialysis nurse when I was a teenager. So that attracted me to work in dialysis nursing, and ultimately I followed in her footsteps, and we're both dialysis nurses at DaVita now.
Isn't that interesting? That's fabulous. That's good mother-daughter thing. There are all kinds of, and let's go back to the bus for just a second. What's provided free of charge as people get into the bus, they learn about it, can they get screened, are they going to know when they leave whether they either have it or have the tendency to get it?
That's exactly the goal. So the screenings, I should mention, are free of cost. And what anyone that's participating can expect is that they'll have their blood pressure taken, so look for that presence of high blood pressure. And also we do finger sticks where we take a little small blood sample and measure the blood glucose or blood sugar to look for any presence of diabetes. And then we'll be doing some measurements like height and weight and doing a waist circumference, which helps us calculate a body mass index, a BMI as we call it for short, to again look for risk factors. And we'll review the results with the participants after we collect them right there on site.
Mm-hmm. How do you take care? You have children, husband. Is there a food component to this, feeding them, taking care of people so they don't run into this problem? So what do you do? How do you take care of it to keep it prevented from happening?
My general advice to anyone is to eat well. So avoiding foods that are very sugary or super high in fat content, that sort of thing. So maintaining a well-balanced diet. Also getting in exercise. Exercise is very important. And then third and final, and this is advice you probably would receive for any kind of condition to prevent it, but avoid smoking.
Yep, that's the way to do it. All right, all the details on this service at DaVita, DaVita.com, DaVita.com. Thanks to Amanda Hale for giving us the heads up here. 1 in 7 adults, kidney disease. Look out, take care, and again, visit DaVita.com. Thank you, Andy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.